CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black, fundraising July for Bob Zimmerman. And Behind the Black, space engineering is a challenge in low Earth orbit. Beyond that, of course, the robots are working very hard to bring new wonders. And we're going to Ganymede, a moon where there is a moon of Jupiter, where there is now evidence of water vapor. Joy, joy. We didn't know this, Bob. Water vapor in Ganymede's atmosphere. Does that connect in any way to the revelation of possibly what's on the planet itself?
Well, John, Ganymede is the largest moon in the solar system, and it's actually bigger than Mercury, a planet. So it's a planet. And they have known for many, many decades that it has gigantic amounts of ice, water ice, on its surface and its interior. It might even have oceans underneath, liquid oceans in its interior. Because it's so large, there is the possibility it could have a vague atmosphere of some kind, though there's no evidence of that so far. However, using the Hubble Space Telescope, data from it, archival data from the Hubble Space Telescope, by the way, scientists have now been able to detect from past observations spanning two decades water vapor that was in the atmosphere of Ganymede. And so now what that suggests is that the ice on the surface sublimates into the atmosphere. It means there could be seasonal changes on the planet. It could mean lots of things about erosion and wind and chemistry. If you can have sublimation into the atmosphere, like on Mars, you can have an atmosphere that is active and vibrant. And so it's a preliminary discovery, but there is a presence of water molecules sputtering off the surface. That's the story.
By Hubble, Bob is the biographer of Hubble, Universe in a Mirror, and Hubble recently went through a bumpy period, but it's now back and operating wonderfully. So we go from Ganymede to our favorite red planet, Mars. This is the China rover, Zhurong, and Bob is presenting what Zhurong is up to. Last time we talked about this, it was a pretty boring landscape. Has it gotten any more interesting?
Well, it's not so much that the landscape is boring. This is, by the way, not a report from China or Zhurong. We don't get many of those. This is a report from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, the American scientists who run it. They took a picture of the largest hill near Zhurong because they very, very, very much would like to encourage the Chinese to send Zhurong to this hill. It's called a pitted cone, and they don't really know what formed these pitted cones. They could be mud volcanoes. They could be lava volcanoes. They don't really know. Those scientists tend to favor mud, but they don't know. And it's important to the terrain here because this is the Utopia Basin. It's a very flat plain. It's in the equatorial region, so it's generally thought to be dry. But there could be underground ice, water, maybe. And so they're trying to encourage it. So they posted a 3D anaglyph of this hill, which I posted on Behind the Black. If you've got red blue glasses, you can look at it and see the height of this thing in 3D. It's really cool. And they're trying to encourage Zhurong to go there. I don't know if they'll end up going there. Right now, Zhurong's heading in the opposite direction. But it appears the thing's working so well that I am pretty convinced that when its nominal 3-month mission ends in just 3 weeks, it's going to be working for a long time beyond that, John. So it has possibilities to go in many different places.
In 2018, there was a report of subglacial lakes on Mars. Now there's an update. What have they discovered, Bob?
Well, in 18, what they did is they did radar data, underground radar data of the South Pole of Mars, and the data suggested it had indications that there could have been lakes of water underneath. And that was unexpected, and it's not really expected at all. And so I reported on a different study a few weeks ago that indicated that, you know, there are other things that this detection could represent, not water. And, in fact, there are more likely to have been other things besides water. Well, a new report came out this week that has clearly shown that those detections were more likely explained by clay materials under the surface of the South Polar ice cap, not liquid water. Now, this is the uncertainty of science. I'm not sure what the deal is here. I'm sure the scientists themselves are not sure because it is from orbit and far away and it's difficult data to obtain. But right now, I think the tendency is moving away from there being liquid water under the ice cap of Mars, south ice cap of Mars.
Another orbiter, UAE's Al Amal Mars orbiter, has discovered, what is atomic oxygen, Bob?
Oxygen normally is, a molecule made up of either two oxygen molecules. Atomic oxygen is just one molecule, one atom. That's it. It's not mixed to another one. And it usually exists because the oxygen has been broken off of something else. It'll eventually mix and come together, as O2. Well, anyway, so Al Amal is designed to study the atmosphere of Mars in a global scale, and they posted a picture, which I've got on Behind the Black, of the global atomic oxygen that they've detected on the day side of Mars. And this is, they will now continue to map this out over the next Martian year, which will cover the next 2 years, to see how the atmosphere and its atomic oxygen varies seasonally and maybe day to day. And so it's kind of cool. It's giving us an idea. This will reflect on the future, on the past of Mars and how the planet's atmosphere has evolved over time.
Exoplanets, I presume they rotate. What have they discovered about their rotations?
Well, you see, John, you're presuming they rotate. What they've discovered, there's been an actual detection of several exoplanets where they've actually now tracked the rotation. They've actually been able to estimate how fast these exoplanets around the star, 129 light years away, how fast they rotate. And there's a lot of uncertainty in that result, but this is like the early measurements of the planets before we got to space. They actually have looked at data of the planet, of the exoplanet, and gotten its rotation.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black is the website for space engineering and for exploration. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.